DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's 11:06. Happy Wednesday. We'll get you what's trending next hour. Also later on this hour, we will ask you about whether or not what this woman did to her child, if it was child abuse or not.
Not as obvious as you might think.
Joining us right now on the news line from ABC News, we welcome in Serena Marshall on the eve of James Comey's testimony, in the hearing about potential collusion before the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow. Serena, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Sure. Hi, Mike. Hi, Jamie.
First question, how surprised are you James Comey is testifying less than, 2 months after he was fired by the guy who he was investigating?
Well, Jim Comey wanted to testify. That's something we knew as soon as the Senate Intelligence Committee asked him. He did initially say he couldn't because he wanted his testimony to be open to the public. He testified before in 2007 when he was Deputy Attorney General personnel surveillance under the Bush administration. And at that time, he also had denied originally to testify because, again, he wanted it open. He wants to make sure his comments are out there for the public to hear.
Anything you're hearing about what we are going to hear from his testimony tomorrow, we have our suspicions that he's not going to hold back because he has nothing to lose.
Well, we don't expect him to interfere at all with that special prosecutor Mueller's investigation. So when it gets into the Russia investigation, he will hold back a little bit there because he doesn't want to overstep on what is going on in that investigation. But what we do expect him to say is that he will contest what President Trump said about not being investigated three times. You might remember that was in the resignation letter he sent to Director Comey. Thank you for confirming I'm not under investigation. We do expect him to contest that and not corroborate those claims. We also don't expect him to go so far as to claim Trump obstructed justice. That's not why he's going to the Capitol. His source close to him said he's not making accusations about the president's intent. He's simply going to share his side of the story about conversations, what made him uneasy, and why he felt the need to write that memo documenting the conversation.
I was just going to ask, those conversations where allegedly he was asked to look the other way, do you expect those to be discussed and in detail?
Those are definitely top of the list on questions senators want answered. They want to know about any conversations he had with the president, that January dinner they had. Apparently, according to another source, he told the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, that he was uncomfortable being left alone with the president after that meeting. So they're going to want to know what was said at those meetings and how their conversations went.
I think some of us were surprised to learn yesterday that President Trump allegedly is going to be live tweeting tomorrow's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Is that still standing as far as you know?
Well, according to the White House, Sean Spicer said yesterday that the president has a very busy day. He's going to be working on his agenda. And remember, he also has a speech right around noon that they're going to be prepping him for. So I think they're trying to keep him busy at the White House. And what we've heard from White House officials is he's trying to focus on the agenda to keep him from watching the cables that we know he loves so much.
Serena, when you hear, and
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh.
When you hear, we're going to try to keep the president busy
and distracted so he can stay off Twitter.
I mean, what is? And I know you're a very respectable news person, but when you hear that, come on, what's going through your head?
Well, it's a new digital age, Mike. Twitter is the preferred method of communication for the president. He has millions of followers, and a lot of them like to follow him and hear directly from what he's saying. And the White House yesterday also confirmed it is an appropriate method for him to be making public statements. Just this morning, he announced his intent to nominate the new FBI director on Twitter before some senators even heard about it.
I'm sure they loved hearing about it that way.
I got to keep the dog occupied and busy when the cleaning lady comes to town. This is a little bit different. We're talking about the president of the United States. You did mention the new FBI director, the nominee from President Trump. It is Christopher Wray. Who's Christopher Wray?
Well, he's a former lawyer under the Bush administration. He, so far, the response we're hearing on the Capitol Hill is that he's respected. He has great he has a great resume, but they still want to question him. They want to hear directly from him as well.
Is he qualified?
There's a little bit of hesitation. He's definitely qualified. He is a long-term legal mind. He's so far has some bipartisan endorsement. Remember, he worked for the Attorney General under the Bush administration, I believe, until 2005, and so he's been in private practice since then.
Yeah, President Trump described him as a, quote, man of impeccable credentials. Do you want to move on to one more thing? Serena Marshall, ABC News, joining us here on 98.1 KMBZ. What's up with the new beef between the Attorney General and the President? Sessions and President Trump not getting along these days.
Well, that's what we've heard from some sources close to them, that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions did in an offhanded way kind of ask if he should offer his resignation to the president, because the president wasn't happy about Jeff Sessions recusing himself from this Russia investigation. According to those close to him, Jeff Sessions decided to recuse himself after questions about those meetings he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak that weren't discussed during his confirmation hearings. And so he recused himself from this investigation to make sure there was no conflict of interest. And apparently he didn't speak to the president about that before recusing himself, only learning about it moments before he made the announcement. And that has been a sticking point between the two of them since that time.
Serena, do you expect any bombshells to drop tomorrow, or will it be pretty standard for a few hours with former FBI Director Comey on the stand?
Well, Comey is a seasoned legal mind. He's not going to get into what somebody thinks or how they feel, but at the same time, he's also going to lay out in detail those conversations he had, how they made him feel. If you can go back to his testimony in 2007, and he went step by step, moment by moment, what transpired between him and those around him on those NSA wiretapping testimony, and then he'll talk about how it made him feel and what he thought, not necessarily the intent was, but how he took those conversations.
Will Hillary Clinton's emails come up?
It's a possibility. It's always a possibility. On
come up. Serena, thank you so much for the time. I guess for the first time, enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy the hearing.
It feels like the Super Bowl. I gotta tell you.
Hey, there are bars opening early in Washington, D.C. tomorrow so people can go in and watch this hearing.
Isn't there one that made up a drink related to Russia that they're going to be offering in the morning?
All vodka shots, probably.
Yeah.
They also have a drink I heard called the Kafefi.
Lord almighty. Serena, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Serena.
Serena Marshall, ABC News, joining us here on 98.1 KMBZ. It does have a bit, like, remember the first debate? Not the second debate or the third debate, which was just, but remember the first debate, how big it felt?
Yeah.
This has that same kind of feeling.
And again, it's in part because the networks, ABC News and the other just normal TV networks, are going to be carrying it live. And I couldn't tell you the last time we've watched a hearing before a Senate Intelligence Committee, or any committee for that matter, for the networks to interrupt regular programming to carry it live.
The last court hearing that was this big was O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being in class. I was in high school. I know that makes some people feel
Thanks
terrible.
For that.
You're welcome. But I was a senior in high school, I think, or a junior in high school, maybe a freshman. But they wheeled the TV in for everyone to see the verdict for the O.J. case.
And again, KMBZ will carry live coverage of former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. That is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. So that will begin during Kansas City's morning news. We'll keep it going during our show as well. And, of course, have reaction from you afterward.
Straight ahead, is this child abuse? Did this Utah mom cross the line? We'll tell you about it coming up on the other side on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Thanks again to Serena Marshall from ABC News for joining us. And We're going to have full coverage tomorrow beginning at what, 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. during Kansas City's morning news. What we have heard from our special sources is that he's supposed to go 2 hours.
Jim Comey.
If he doesn't, if he goes beyond that, we will, of course, continue to carry that through our show as well. It'll be good for us all to hear it just in real time, just live, instead of you just waiting for interpretation of it. Then you can hear it for yourself.
Be honest. What are you more excited about, Trump's tweets or Comey's testimony?
I feel like I'm not going to know where to put my attention.
Going to need that fidget spinner.
My head's going to be going back and forth between listening to the radio and looking at the TV and then looking at Trump on Twitter to see if he is reacting. I just think it is hilarious.
And brilliant.
That Serena Marshall, no, not what you're thinking.
Oh, my bad.
That they are going to keep him busy. I love that. Like, they're trying to keep him occupied so he stays off Twitter. I love, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot even write this stuff.
Mr. President, maybe you should focus on being president while this testimony is going on. Wait, I'm watching Comey.
Like, you can picture how this went, like, on Friday. They're looking at the week ahead. Sean Spicer and Chief of Staff, and they're looking at his week ahead going, ooh,
Spicer.
Comey testifies on Thursday morning. What meetings can we plan for him on Thursday morning to keep him occupied? What high-level meetings can we hold off until Thursday so that maybe he'll just forget?
But who's going to tell Donald Trump? No. Who's going to tell Donald Trump you have to do this? He's Donald Trump. He is the Donald. He is the president of the United States. He's the most powerful man in the world.
But again, they shouldn't fight him on it. It's a brilliant PR move. If they want to control the narrative, let him go at it.
Because that's what the presidency is all about. PR.
It's how he communicates with the public. By the way, speaking of that, we'll get into that in the next hour. There was a story out today. For those of you, we know there are a few of you who have been blocked by President Trump on Twitter.
I'm trying.
You are now, especially because there's a big think tank that came out and is demanding that President Trump unblock Twitter followers, saying it is a violation of the First Amendment. So it's Wicket's new goal in life.
I now have a goal.
Is to become blocked by President Trump. So we'll ask you in the next hour, should President Trump be able to block whoever he wants on Twitter?
This next story comes to us from American Fork, Utah.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a town that would be in Utah. And the question for you is, should what this woman did be considered child abuse? Is it something that she should be in trouble for? Or is this just her parenting the way that she chose to parent? So we have a case. This woman's name is Janine Sherilyn Isom, who on April 2nd, this investigation continued for a couple of months, went into a Walmart, bought hand sanitizer and needle nose pliers. And then took her 7-year-old son into the bathroom of the Walmart and pulled out his 2 front teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
The boy's older brother and a store employee heard the child screaming, and that's when they went to get him out of the bathroom. Documents say the woman did not use any anesthetic, although honestly, I don't know what. They have a few topical anesthetics, I guess, but certainly there's not anything strong enough at Walmart that, you know, the dentist would have. The 7-year-old reportedly said that one tooth was loose and the other was only a little bit loose. The mom had kind of used that as a justification. Tooth was loose.
Tooth was loose, so let's get some needle nose and pull it.
But a dentist later looked at the child and said, I think she said that they were infected. And a dentist later said, no, they actually were not infected at all.
This is American Fork Police Sergeant Cameron Paul on everything that went down.
She proceeded to use the needle nose pliers to extract both teeth, both of his upper front teeth in his mouth, and constitutes child abuse in its purest form. There was screaming. The child was crying and screaming. There was only one that was just a tiny bit loose. The other one was not. When she proceeded to extract them, they didn't come out in one whole piece. There were multiple pieces, so that illustrates that they were still very attached to this child's mouth.
576-7798. Is this child abuse? And I'm going to bet there are people listening, Jamie, that had their parents, when a tooth got loose, they did something similar when they were kids.
Yeah. Do you agree with Sergeant Cameron Paul, who said this is child abuse in its purest form? They did a 2-month investigation before they charged her with child abuse. So they looked into this pretty carefully. Again, her justification was that the teeth were infected. The dentist looked at it and said, no, this child was fine and didn't need the teeth to be pulled at all. But we were talking about this morning, and I think your gut reaction to this is, gosh, you can, especially as he's describing it, you
extract the 2 front teeth.
And you can hear, you know, the fact that the way this came to an end was the child screaming was heard from outside the bathroom, and that's when they went to save the little boy. But I got to tell you, I have a few other questions that are coming to mind that make me think, I don't know if this is child abuse. I don't know if she should be charged with child abuse, because I have some questions that I don't necessarily have the answers to.
What would you like me to answer for you?
What is the difference between this and your dad pulling your tooth out at home, like with, you know, string or an apple or what, however they choose to do it when you were at home? What's the difference between that and what some of you as kids went through when you were at home? What if she had done this at home and not at a Walmart? You know, I think the problem was doing it in the Walmart where the kids screamed and other people could hear it. And the first thing that came to mind was, you know, the teeth might not have been infected, but what if the kid was in pain? You know, what if the kid said to mom, my teeth hurt? And what if mom could not afford a dentist? Isn't it possible that mom thought, I am relieving my child of pain, and this is the way, I'm not going to wait until I get home, he's in a lot of pain, I'm going to pull the teeth out because that's the fastest way to relieve him of the pain. And I'm going to do it in the Walmart bathroom,
which is
instead of waiting to get home because that's how much pain he is in. But what if she thought she was doing the right thing?
Then she's mentally unstable.
Well, she is actually mentally ill. She has a history of mental illness.
Oh, well, there we go.
Well, so isn't it possible then to that, if it was mental illness that was going on here, maybe she didn't know what she was doing. Maybe she didn't realize that she was harming him.
What is it you tell me about you shouldn't just be able, you should have more than just the ability to have a baby?
Yes, it's incredible.
I mean.
But a lot of you, I know, are going to have stories of how your dad pulled out your teeth when you were kids.
Here's one from Facebook. Bill writes, my dad pulled my first loose tooth with a pair of rusty needle nose pliers 40 years ago. Should I consider suing him? Can I have him locked up for cruelty? Can I have some kind of ADA status now? I mean, to me, that sounds very close-minded, but I will bet back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and whatever, yanking a tooth out wasn't the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah, and yes, one of the teeth was a little bit loose and the other one was not. And so you wonder, why did she pull a tooth out that wasn't loose? But she thought they were infected. I mean, she thought they were infected.
Is she a dentist? She's not a dentist.
No.
Okay.
But what if the kid said, my teeth hurt? You know, and maybe that's the first place her mind went to. What's the line between child abuse and the freedom to parent as you choose?
576-7798. And this is, in my mind, complete child abuse. But we often talk about what happens when you see a kid getting smacked around a little bit in a Walmart or a grocery store or whatever. And people have called up and said, that's my kid. I'll parent how I want. Mm-hmm. Didn't she parent how she wanted?
She did.
The kid was screaming his head off in a Walmart bathroom. It's completely BS to me, but...
But parents have done this now, maybe not with needle nose pliers, but they've pulled out their kids' teeth before at home.
Do you ever tie the string around, shut the door?
That never happened to me, and I think that would freak me out.
I think I had one that was just dangling, and it wouldn't come out.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they would put the string around and then tie it tight around the vein thing and shut the door.
Yeah.
And it was gone. The tooth came out, started bleeding, but the tooth came out.
I think it's possible she had good intentions here and that this was not child abuse.
576-7798. Erica, in Independence, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Child abuse to you, Erica?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that she could have waited till the teeth came out, and if she felt the child was in pain, she could have seek medical attention for the child.
What if she couldn't afford a dentist?
Go to the ER.
Anything but yank them out in a Walmart bathroom?
Right. No, you could have waited till you got home to do that. And needle nose pliers and hand sanitizer? No.
At least her hands were sanitized. I mean, come on, let's cut her a little slack here.
Right, but what about the child? Mouth sanitized? No.
No, you know what? Maybe she could have done the right thing and poured some Scope all over his mouth or some Listerine. That really would have sanitized things.
Well, she didn't pour the hand sanitizer in his mouth. That was for the needle nose pliers, people.
And for her hands.
And for her hands.
Stop, and in her
defense, I mean, seriously, it's not a ridiculous idea that if the kid, she thought the teeth were infected, rather than wait until she got home, it would have given the kid quicker relief to do it in the Walmart restroom.
John in Topeka, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, John.
Good morning. I can barely listen to this story because it just sends shivers down my spine.
Doesn't it make you uncomfortable to hear the police chief make the explanation?
Yes. I was like, oh, my goodness. One of my biggest fears is my teeth. But the fact is, if the child's teeth were infected, she should have taken the the child to the dentist, and the dentist would have said, hey, they are infected. And the first thing the dentist is going to do, he's not going to pull the teeth. He's going to put the kid on antibiotics first, and then he'll pull the teeth in a day or two after the antibiotics are running through his body, because she could have caused way more damage and way more harm by pulling those like she did if they were actually infected than if the way the dentist does it, because it could have spread through his mouth and into his head, and the infection could have, it could have been real bad. It could have been the child died from an infection raging through his face versus, you know.
It just wasn't the most well thought out plan. John, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, maybe she couldn't afford a dentist. Maybe she thought, I could take my kid to the dentist, but I can't afford it. I can do this pretty quickly. Maybe she thought the thing that the dentist would do is pull the teeth.
Woman yanked out her kid's two front teeth with pliers in a Walmart bathroom in Utah. Is it child abuse? Or is there a reason for it? And if you had your teeth pulled out by your parents, give us a call, 576-7798, because I know people did.
Yeah.
You know
they
did. My
parents talked about that, you know, that they're, because, you know, now we have that medical care that's more easily accessible. But back when my parents were young, you didn't go to a dentist to have a tooth pulled. You pulled it out at home.
Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could.
Don't
see
laugh. That's terrible. Don't laugh.
Sitting on a thistle. Gosh.
98.1 KMBZ.
Don't laugh.
It's, this makes me help smile.
If I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
We're talking about a story in Utah and asking you whether or not this was child abuse. In a Walmart bathroom.
Try to contain yourself while I lay out the story here. Your face is bright red. Relax. We've got the story out of American Fork, Utah, in all seriousness here for a second, where after a two-month investigation, a mom has been charged with child abuse because she thought her kid had a tooth infection. And so her answer to that was to go into a Walmart, buy hand sanitizer and needle nose pliers, and go into the bathroom at the Walmart and pull out his two front teeth. And the kid was screaming. That's when the boy's older brother and a store employee heard that and got him out of the bathroom. The 7-year-old had reportedly told police that one was loose and the other was only a little loose. So we had one tooth that was loose. The other one was just, you know, we know that feeling when it's just starting to come loose a little bit.
Yeah.
She pulled them both. Sergeant Cameron Paul with American Force Police had laid this out a bit.
She proceeded to use the needle nose pliers to extract both teeth, both of his upper front teeth in his mouth, and constitutes child abuse in its purest form. There was screaming. The child was crying and screaming. There was only one that was just a tiny bit loose. The other one was not. When she proceeded to extract them, they didn't come out in one whole piece. There were multiple pieces, so that illustrates that they were still very attached to this child's mouth.
576-7798. To me, all joking aside, it is straight up child abuse to have done this.
I think it's not obvious because I ask, what if she didn't even think the teeth were infected? What if they were just loose? We all had that as kids where our teeth were loose and, you know, they're hanging on by a string and you just can't pull it out. And mom and dad help. Either they give you an apple to put your, you know, to bite into, or they use the infamous string trick or something. But they pull your teeth out when they're loose. What's the difference between what she did because it was in a Walmart bathroom and she bought the pliers to do it and your dad doing it at home? Now, the kid screaming, you know, for sure got attention, but she could have gone home and done this and perhaps no one would have found out.
576-7798. Here's a text at 22980. So am I wrong for tying floss around my kid's tooth and giving it a pull? I don't run to a dentist for every loose tooth. I make sure it's fairly loose, but I do it myself. I mean, that, again, I remember, you know, having mom or dad or whoever, you know, tie the string around the vein that hold the thing in there and you put it against the door and you shut the door and it's out.
For me, it was the greatest thing ever to have a loose tooth. That was the most fun ever, was to get that tooth out. But it's, and I know I'm stepping a bit, but just to show both sides of the story, because they didn't come up with that child abuse charge immediately. There was a 2-month investigation that got there, which says to me, it maybe wasn't obvious to them either, if it took them some time. you know, again, what if the kid was in pain? What if the mom thought it was infected and for whatever reason didn't take the kid to a dentist or didn't have the money to or whatever the financial situation was, and she genuinely thought that she was helping him and relieving his pain? This gets me into questions about the difference between child abuse and parenting, you know, and the freedom to parent as you choose.
576-7798 from the text line 22980. Isn't seven a little old to lose the two front teeth? Were those permanent teeth?
I don't think so.
No, I think seven those you're still losing.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think you get all, it's been a long time, but I don't think you get your permanent teeth for a while.
576-7798. Let's get Donnie in Greenwood up. Donnie, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Donnie, is this child abuse?
I think, without a doubt, I'm kind of feel like Jamie's just playing a devil's advocate here. Because,
what's wrong with showing both sides?
Well, we're forgetting that one of them came out in multiple pieces, which tells you that it wasn't loose. Okay, as a parent, you never want to impose pain on your kids, and I understand that you're saying that if he was in so much pain that she was trying to relieve him of pain.
Now, hold on a second. We have such a thing where parents, you know, smack their kids on the butt or will hit their kids as a way of punishment. And that's painful.
I was smacked when I was a kid, but I don't smack my daughter. But we're forgetting that when you can feel if a tooth is loose. And it's apparent that if it came out in multiple pieces, there's no way it was loose enough to even contemplate pulling it. Everybody knows that when you go to pull your child's tooth, it's just hanging there. You're saying, just take it out. It's ready. Just finally take it out. It's that loose. Well, if it's loose enough to where you got to put pliers on it and break it in multiple pieces, you're an idiot and you need to go to jail.
Thanks for the phone call, Donnie. Appreciate it. That opens up a line for you. 576-7798. 576-7798. Also, you can text in at 22980. Dawn writes on the Facebook page, what's wrong with her? Why on earth would you do that? What the heck? She didn't even go home first. She did it in a Walmart bathroom, premeditated and all, full intention to cause harm. I don't see how there could be any excuse for this.
Do you want to get mad for a second?
Sure.
I find it funny how you expect us dumb Republicans to listen to your rhetoric. What? You two get this just came in just now. So yes, related to this story. And I had to read it because it's just absurd. You get paid to say just about anything from weight loss to roofing contractors. You're so full of it. I bet you don't know your own opinions. You sound stupid falling over your collective. And I can't say that word. Waiting what? For Trump to have issues.
Where did this come from?
We'd have to bleep that word if I said that on here.
Where did this come from?
I don't know,
from?
But it came in the midst of this wow. conversation. So.
I don't know where that one came from.
Just pointing that one out.
I have no idea what that has to do with anything.
Here's another one. I wonder if the mom was just fed up with listening to the kid complaining about his teeth hurting, so she just yanked them. In that case, it would be child abuse.
The difference amount is the amount of pain this child was obviously in. Any normal person trying to assist a loose tooth coming in would stop with the amount of obvious pain. Also, she'd go to the ER if she couldn't afford a dentist or a doctor.
And yes, we did mention this before to the person who is pointing out that they haven't heard it. But yeah, I pointed out the mom does have a history of mental illness. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that she has seven kids in all. And has been married to the same guy for like 30 years.
Okay.
I mean, so despite the mental, if I had not known that, I would have thought, wow, you know, she's got seven kids. She's been married a long time. Seems pretty stable. And I don't know where the mental illness fits into it. But yeah, that's mentioned in the story.
576-7798. Charles in Kansas City. You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, good morning. Yep. I'm not so sure if it's child abuse, but she did do something wrong. Now, if she thought the kid's mouth was infected, that's something that just didn't happen while they were in Walmart. It would have been something that took place before. She would have known about it. And besides that, if he was in pain, instead of buying some pliers, just buy some children's aspirin.
I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it? As opposed to, aren't they the same price?
Maybe she tried that.
Isn't kids' aspirin the same price as a pair of needle nose?
Unless.
Go ahead, Charles. Oh, we lost him. Appreciate the phone call. It's on our Facebook page. You can check it out. Healthy conversation going on there. It's also on Twitter, and you can read it at KMBZ Radio because there are a lot of people chiming in on the Facebook page. Like Angela says, in a Walmart store, OMG, she sounds a little unstable.
Here's a text we just got. How dare everyone question this woman? Parenting is rough enough. Perhaps she regrets her action. Parenting is an experience in trial and error.
I'm really surprised we didn't get the let me parent my own kids my way card played a lot during this conversation. Because I really thought we were.
That same texter said, plus, my doctor removed three teeth and two came in pieces and were very loose.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
To everybody say you're just playing devil's advocate, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with showing both sides. And I think it's I'm getting the proof that it's possible that she had good intentions.
And in more, whenever we talk about child abuse or kids getting smacked around in a grocery store lot or in an aisle or whatever, we often get the, let me parent my kids the way I want to parent. I'm really surprised. No, but we didn't get one person playing that card. Again, I think it's straight up child abuse. And the woman should be in jail for a while.
And then we had the caller that said, anytime you hurt your child, it's, you know, that's wrong. You never want to hurt your child. And yet, you know, we have corporal punishment that exists and that parents that spank their kids, that's painful to your child. That's the point. So I don't buy that. I think sometimes pain is used as a way to control and manage behavior.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
I'm not saying this. Now, follow me, Wicket. I'm just pointing out that caller said sometimes that you shouldn't use pain against your kid. And yet parents justify that all the time. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but parents do justify that.
There's just such a large split amongst people who think that spanking is okay and spanking is not okay. Or more than spanking is okay and more than spanking is definitely not okay. Like, it to me is pretty... It's pretty split. You can, like I said, read about it on our Facebook page. You can also check it out on Twitter. We'll get you what's trending coming up at noon. Do you remember the claw video game? Remember those things?
Yeah.
Where you put the quarter in, it would go down, and it would never, ever win? Well, what happens when a kid climbs in one? We'll tell you next. It's 11:45 on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Halfway to the weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow... here on KMBZ, we'll have live coverage of former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow at 9 a.m. They'll start it on Kansas City's Morning News. We'll continue on for as long as it goes here on Midday. If it goes into Dana and Park's program, that'll be a lot of testimony. That's a lot of testimony.
And I hate to say this and probably shouldn't, but I don't know how much of it's going to be earth-shattering. You know,
I don't know.
Some of it might just be, can you recap this conversation? Some of it might just be to put stuff on the record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just to get it entered into the record. And so, and again, President Trump allegedly is going to live tweet the whole thing unless his staff can keep him occupied in meetings.
The president of the United States.
We're not making up.
No.
Thank you, Serena Marshall, for that little tidbit from ABC News.
That's real news right there. Real news right there.
Mm-hmm.
As is this. Do you remember the claw game? Remember
you
put a quarter in, the claw thing goes down, it will pick up the animal for about 2 seconds and then drop it.
Were you ever successful in getting the animal?
Like once. And maybe I did it one time.
This was, again, remember I've told the story of how I used to roller skate a lot as a kid, like twice a week for 10 years. There were things that they provided for you to do during the couple skate. This was one of the things that you did during the couple skate when you didn't want to hold somebody's hand skating.
Aw. When you were just not ready for that.
Yeah, it's weird. And you got to keep the same pace. That's the other problem if you're going to do the couple skate. You got to go at the same speed. That's hard.
Well, this story comes to us out of Aberdeen, Maryland. And I don't know where that is. I'm sure Maryland's not that big. It's somewhere near Baltimore. A boy was trapped inside a claw arcade game in Hartford County in a hotel for 30 minutes. His age not given. Got in the machine through the prize door. How big is that prize door? I remember
how big's the kid?
And I'm going to guess the kid is 10 or younger. Let's just throw that out
there.
That's
a safe bet.
That he climbed in through the prize door and could not get back out. Like, you imagine if you come to the hotel or whatever and you walk in the game room and there's a kid sitting there or standing there in the prize door.
Okay, so was half of his body sticking out or something, or did he just climb in the bottom and get stuck and couldn't get out then?
The child was whose age was not given, got through the prize door, could not get back out. That's from spokeswoman Jen Chenworth. The child was not injured. Crews waited for the vending machine owner to arrive and unlock the front of the machine to get him out. So the place where they put all the prizes in, mm-hmm. where they load everything in, that door.
Yeah.
That's like every kid's dream, though, is to climb through that.
He's cheating. That's what he was doing. He was trying to cheat.
Yeah.
He probably played that dumb game for a while, couldn't get the claw to hold on to the animal. He said, I'm tired of giving you my money. I'm going to get the stuffed animal.
Yes.
So he went for it. He skipped the middle, man.
He probably went through like $3 and quarters. He's like, screw this. I can fit in there.
Yeah.
And I got to wonder how big the door was, because I remember that thing. I mean, if you got lucky and got the big prize, you still, the thing was only, I don't know, a foot high?
Yeah.
Right by a foot wide? It was a square? I think when I was that young, I could probably fit in there. I mean, my shoulders are still not all that broad, but the
kid tried to get in and just get his prize and get out.
I kind of appreciate that. I mean, I don't like that he got stuck, but I like that he was kind of clever about it.
He was in there for a half hour. A half an hour. Probably playing with all the toys.
I'm sure he was having a blast. Yeah.
He's like, Mom, Dad, I got this. Just come back in a couple hours. I'm good.
How did they figure out that that's where he was? You know, of all the places you could have looked for him, that's not the first place I would think.
I have to imagine at some point, after a couple of minutes, the kid realized he was stuck. And started
yelling.
And started pounding on
the
glass.
There's that moment of panic where you go, okay, this was fun. Now it's dark and scary in here and get me the hell out.
Like, what do I do now? What am I in more trouble in? Living right. Living in the prize game or getting Mom and Dad down here? Which one is really going to get me in more trouble? And, of course, it was Mom and Dad. But the kid eventually got out. He's safe. He's fine. He was in there for about half an hour.
All right.
That's hilarious. Like, I've tried to reach up. And I remember you used to be able to, when we were real young, Jamie, you could reach up through there and grab the thing. Then they started making the glass really high where the claw would have to, you have to get it over. Couldn't do that anymore.
Most frustrating game ever.
Yeah. Worst game ever. Biggest moneymaker ever. That claw never had any tension whatsoever.
Because you were determined to win then. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of like gambling. Like, once you had 10 bucks in it, you were like, well, I've wasted this much now. I can't quit now.
You'd always get a fuzzy basketball of like the Utah Jazz. Like a team you don't even care about, but you got something.
Something was better
something
than nothing,
was
yes.
An old Charlotte Hornets basketball. I remember I won once.
So you actually won stuff. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
One out of 3,000 tries. Not really. Nobody ever won.
No.
No, but somebody on the text line, if I win the kid, do I get to keep him? The kids are coming over there trying to play with the kid still stuck in there. He's sitting there amongst all the toys.
That would have been funny. It would have been funny if his head was sticking up through the stuffed animals. Can you imagine how that would have freaked
somebody out?
Just
sitting here like this, like, whoa.
That's what he should have done. He should have gotten so that his head could stick up amidst all the sea of stuffed animals and had the claw get to his head. Like, have him start with his eyes closed, and then when the claw hits his head, open him.
And then it just rises with the claw.
Yes.
And he goes up here.
Really freak somebody out.
Who do we have run? You could do that. You're tiny enough to fit in there.
Not quite that small. We need someone's child.
What if we open the door? Get little EJ.
He's not that big yet. Give him a year.
He's a month.
What about little Weir?
Yeah.
John Weir's got children
not
at home.
Not little Weir. But is it Noah? Is that his kid's name? Is that the new one? Do you know?
Finn and Henry. Finn's the new one.
Finn's the new one. Get Henry. Where did I get Noah from?
I don't. You're just making
stuff
up.
I'm just making things up. Get Henry in a prize machine.
Yeah, he's the only child we have around here that's young enough that could do it. Young enough and yet old enough.
I'm sure Weir wouldn't have a problem with that, actually.
Weir seems like a fun dad. Yeah. Don't tell the wife.
Have him, no.
But just, this is a when the wife is out of town activity.
Weir's kid go live in a claw machine? What the hell is wrong with us?
Well, we Facebook Live the whole thing. We set it up as like candid camera. We put the kid in there. We stick the head up through the thing and invite people to our machine to come and try the claw. And then we give a prize to the one that gets Henry's head.
I think it'd be hilarious.
This is why you need children.
So that we can start doing this stuff.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that would go over really well.
This is why
well.
You should have kids. If you're going to have kids, do this stuff with them.
Over really, really well.
Oh, Jay just points out. How old is Rod's kid?
Rod?
9. That's too old.
That might be too old.
He's too big.
And I'm guessing, with all due respect, I'm guessing Rod's got bigger kids. You know, Rod's
I think it's his only one.
Rod's a big dude, right? Like, isn't the kid bigger?
Is probably larger.
Yeah, the kid's probably...
What are you saying about Weir?
Weir's a smaller man. He's not tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wide. He's a petite guy.
Oh, my gosh. Weir? I hope Weir is listening. I hope we can hold on to that one. A petite man. Men don't like to be called petite, last time I checked.
Gonna come back and bite me in the ass coming up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Restarts the fight between the two
I don't
of
have
you
a problem with Weir.
Right here. I don't know. I've heard the things you said off the air.
I have no problem with Jonathan Weir.
Not the most flattering.
We have an update on, remember the awards that were given out for most likely to be a terrorist?
And what was the other one?
Most likely to blend in with white people.
Oh, yeah.
For the black girl.
That wasn't quite black enough, according to this teacher. Yeah. God. Remember how I predicted the teacher was going to be fired?
Yeah.
So fired. Yes.
Good.
This is in the Channel View School District near Houston. They have come out and said, the district has come out and said, that they concluded their investigation. And the teacher responsible is no longer employed by the district, a.k.a. fire.
Goodbye. Well, they should have been fired. She should have been fired.
I don't know. I mean, we had a lot of people justifying the wording of
the
those.
The terrorists?
Yes, that there are good things about terrorists. And maybe she was trying to make a positive comment.
Yeah, they were, you know, it was pharmacist, maybe pterodactyl. You know, all these different words could have been auto-corrected that the machine, you know, she didn't catch before it went to the printer. All right. But she's gone. Good. She should be fired.
I said you will suddenly find that she will not be back next year.
We will have another daily steak winner. If you have a great steak recipe, you want to email it now, kmbz981@yahoo.com. You'll qualify for the big drawing coming up on Friday. We'll also get you what's trending. And is it against the First Amendment for the president to block you on Twitter?
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.